passage, and especially the statement expressed there in verse 16, fear not, for they that are with us
are more than they that be with them.
More than they that are with them. This expression by Elisha, I pointed out that it is timeless. It was true before it was expressed in this passage, and it is truth after it is expressed in this passage. We pointed out in a previous lesson that the more than include more in the instrumentalities that the agents of right, the agents of that which is godly, the agent of that which is good, we, not only angel, but even human being acting in keeping with God's word. Though sometimes we may appear as if we are in the minority, we are always in the majority. And that must be kept in mind. Now, not only are the agents of evil fewer in numbers, but they are also inferior in the armor or the weapon that they use to accomplish their end. The agents of evil use the weapon of falsehood, selfishness, hate, wrong, and godliness to accomplish their ends, as against the tool and the weapon that the agents of that which is right, that which is godly, that which is in keeping with truth use. That weapon is, are those weapons are truth, love, right, righteousness, and justice. Christian, learn this. One person, one man or woman with truth, and that which is right. It's important that we get this point because it's something we need to understand. One person, man or woman, acting in keeping with what God says, having as his or her tool or weapon, truth and right on his side. What we have seen is that a person like this in history, that is throughout history, have subdued countries that were under the reign of falsehood, evil, and wrong. Throughout history, you see one person with right and the courage that comes from being right. That one person was able to accomplish things that were unbelievable. Always, throughout history, that has been seen. In fact, in Acts chapter 4, verse 13, if somebody would read for us quick. Acts chapter 4, 13.
They saw the boldness of
when
Peter and John.
They who? The Sanhedrin Council. The Sanhedrin Council were trying to suppress, bury, kill the truth of the gospel. The passage says that when they saw the boldness, read,
of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus.
The Sanhedrin Council was the Jewish High Court. The Sanhedrin Council had all the Jewish people back in them. But the Sanhedrin Council was no match for Peter and John, simply because of the boldness and the conviction that propelled Peter and John. When these high-ranking Jews sat and listened to a man who was convicted in the person of Peter, spoke about Jesus Christ and what he was about, they took knowledge that these men were with Christ. They couldn't help but do that. And may I throw out this? You as a child of God, if you are timid and fearful with the truth, you will be no match at any time with a man who has falsehood but is convinced that his falsehood is right. I repeat that. If you have the truth, but you are not convinced of it, you have no conviction, you will always be easily swept off your feet by somebody who has falsehood, but that person has conviction. Look at Acts 13:46.
Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold.
Waxed bold.
And said.
And said.
It was necessary that the word of God.
Somebody, just within the past few days, was about to undertake something. In fact, it is related to what is going on in the U.S. now. Somebody connected to us, me and Sister Mitchell, workplace asked a person to, because almost everywhere, every company now in America want to write at least some of the injustice that has been done to black over the years. And that person called and asked me that I drop in a prayer so that I will deliver what I am saying with the necessary conviction and confidence. Brother, with the truth, you should have confidence.
Right.
But many times we don't. It's either lack of preparation or not certain. You will not be effective without conviction and boldness. You cannot. And you will be no match for the person who is convicted more than. Opportunity to tell about Jesus Christ. Fear and timidity disappear. Talking about more than agents of evil are not only fewer in number, but they are also inferior in the armor or the weapon or the that they use. Those who work and take a stand for Jesus Christ always should come with truth, with that which is right, with that which is just, and of course, do it in love. But not only are they more in the instrumentality, they are more in their invincible determination. An ordinary degree of certainty and conviction will never be any match against a person with that much certainty and bold conviction. I never forget, I don't know how many of you, well, there are quite a few of you are here, probably that time you were relatively young. Brother Flowers, who died now, he lived to be about 99, 98. He has been here about three times. But I know once he gave the illustration, he said he never forgot when he was going to school. There was a young fellow there, and the grade school or high school campus, probably 12, 13, 14, 15. And he said, but he said that fellow walk around like he owns the place. And he was never afraid or ashamed of his belief. It left such an impression on Brother Flowers' mind that when he came here, Brother Flowers must have been in his 80s. But he said he never. That young man, he said, was eager to engage you, which is with his. The agents of wrath once you are convinced and convicted of that right, the agents of wrath are more in their invincible determination. A person with ordinary degree of certainty.
And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God..."
Thank you.
The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion.
Father.
For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which shew the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience, sorry, also bearing witness. Their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another.
Thank you.
Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire, shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Thank you. put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Amen.
Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came along among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered to the Lord and said, From going to and through in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him? About him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side. Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face.